Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you, and also with me in studio, Courtney Beal with U of I Extension Office. Good morning to you, Courtney.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you in to chat about your canned food drive, which for those that don't know, the local office, your office is here. Do you have multiple offices? Okay, let me back up.
Okay.
You serve five counties.
We do. We operate as a five-county unit. Our office, we do have right here in Jefferson County. We also serve Bond, Clinton, Marion, and Washington counties. And all five of those counties are participating in this food drive. The good thing about this, though, is the food that is donated within each county will stay in that designated county and go to a local pantry.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. Does each county have your own office? For yes. U of I Extension?
Yes, there is an office within each of those counties.
Okay, that's what I was trying to spit that out, but you know, sometimes words are hard. So each county has their own office, which you can go to donate to. And like you said, each county's basically stash, or whatever you want to call it, whatever is donated in the county will go directly back to the food pantries in that county. But you guys are kind of, you know, upping the ante a little bit with the Mount Vernon Rams on Saturday, February 8th. You guys are kind of doing a one-day inside the gym, you know, big push for the canned food drive that's going on, right?
That's right. Like you said, February 8th, that home game there, Coach Holloway has been really easy to work with. The Rams really easy to work with. There will be donation bins set up right when you come inside the doors there by the gym. Just put your items in those bins, and I will collect those after the game.
Now, there's a Lady Rams game that day. Is it going to be there all day, or?
I haven't thought that far ahead, to be honest.
Okay,
with you.
No, that's fine.
I can absolutely bring it there and make sure that they're there for the Lady Rams games too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just thought it might have been there all day, but if not, you know, definitely there for the Rams game that evening. So you can go as long as you're there. Just bring something. It's kind of like we joked about it earlier. It's kind of like the teddy bear toss where people come to the game and we want you to bring your teddy bears. Well, for this case, we want you to bring your canned foods, but we're not throwing the canned foods out onto the floor.
That's right. We don't want any injuries.
No, and we don't want to dent the floor or anything like that. Or, like you said, hurt anybody. So February 8th, the Mount Vernon Rams basketball home game. That Saturday, donation bins are going to be set up at the main entrance. What sort of things are we looking for? I mean, typical canned food things? Or do you kind of have a grasp of what you have now? Or are you low on anything in particular?
Well, our pantries, they provide a lot of food during that holiday season. So really, like Thanksgiving to Christmas, there's a lot of meals that go out of there, a lot of food that go out. So our goal with this is to help them restock after their holiday rush. So for those pantries, we're really looking for things like canned vegetables, canned fruits. You could do pastas, canned meats. Peanut butter is a good pantry staple. Even spices, canned beans. And we will take anything, but we ask that if you can, to bring whole grain pastas or those canned vegetables that are the low sodium options, your canned fruits that are packed in water or their own juices rather than those heavy syrups. Gotcha. But again, we will take anything.
Okay, so they'll take them all. Canned vegetables, canned fruit, pasta, canned meat. And basically, if you have any questions, you guys can be contacted, right? I mean,
absolutely.
What's the best route? Phone number, Facebook, you know, website, or just come by the office, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above. Our phone number is 618-242-0780. Our office is located at the Innovation Hub, which is the big glass building downtown. It is 123 South 10th Street, and it is Suite 510. And we do have, again, our Facebook page and our website as well.
Yeah, so go check them out. University of Illinois Extension offices in Bond, Clinton, Jefferson, Marion, and Washington counties doing their canned food drive. And when's kind of the cutoff date? I don't know if we ever said. Did we said middle February, but I don't know if we ever said the actual date.
Well, I'll tell you, we're looking maybe around February 14th.
Okay.
Because with these items that we gather, we are going to be putting a snowman display together within each office, kind of a little friendly competition amongst our offices.
Gotcha.
So we would be building our displays out of these canned food, these food items that
gotcha.
We collect, and then we will be delivering them to the pantries.
Okay, very cool. And just so you know, like those that are thinking, you know, that donate to pantries, that stuff's going to stay locally in your county. U of I Extension is just representing the county, kind of a hub to bring those canned food items or those, you know, like you said, pasta and different things like that. You can bring it by one of those offices in those five counties that they serve, and then they'll distribute it to local pantries as best they can within those counties as well. So a nice coverage area for you guys with those five counties to do something like this, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good to have that much space to do so. But if you're in Jefferson County, you're in the Mount Vernon area, and you want to come by whenever you're, or donate to whenever you're going to the Mount Vernon Rams boys basketball home game on Saturday, February 8th, they have donation bins set up at the main entrance for that. So check it out. What's the phone number again to call if people have questions?
618-242-0780.
And then you can just Google them if you're in one of those counties to find out where the office is if you're not aware, or check out their Facebook page. They've got a lot of good stuff on there. And you can check out the flyer for this event and all the details on our community calendar page at WMIX94.com. Under that community tab, we have this posted on there as well. Courtney Beal with U of I Extension joining us here this morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Go Rams.
Go Rams. That's right. Here on WMIX.